Counseling Service, Oregon's oldest nonprofit immigration law firm. Again, that's One Voice, Friday, February 1st at 7 p.m. at Unity Church, 4525 Southeast Stark Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO is a proud co-sponsor of the Portland Folk Music Society 2018-19 concert season. Tishy Nahosa is the featured performer at the February 15th concert. Singer-songwriter Tishy Nahosa's songs are a blend of Americana, country, Latino, and pop. She has been a featured artist at the White House, Austin City Limits, and a Prairie Home Companion. Again, Tishy Nahosa appearing on the PFS stage on Friday, February 15th at 7:30 p.m. at the Reedwood Friends Church, located at 2901 Southeast Steele Street in Portland, Oregon. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
how your love life is going.
No. As you know, that was a done deal long ago.
Good evening. You are tuning in to KBOO 90.7 FM. My name is Rachel Hartley, and you're tuning in to Evergreen
with Bread and Roses. More so like in collaboration and discussion and things like that. So thank you for tuning in. Happy Black History Month. It is officially February 1st of 2019. And I'm really excited because I really, 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 really love Black History Month. And I think that every year that it comes, I always feel this fresh newness, you know, something that involves fresh comes about. And today it rained. And rain is just awesome here in the city, because once it rains in Portland, it just feels so clean, you know? It feels balanced. And I think that balance is the proper word for justice for Black women. This is Evergreen.
I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless. Be water, my friend.
When I dare to be powerful, to use my strength in the service of my vision, then it becomes less and less important whether I am afraid. I have come to believe over and over again that what is most important to me must be spoken, made verbal, and shared, even at the risk of having it bruised or misunderstood. When we speak, we are afraid our words will not be heard or welcomed. But when we are silent, we are still afraid. So it is better to speak. Audre Lorde. Thank you again for tuning in. This is your host, Rachel Hartley, for Evergreen with Bread and Roses here at KBOO Portland. Tonight, I want to talk about Black history in a way that is speaking of the past, the present, and the future. Who has made Black history? Who is currently making Black history? And who may come to make Black history? I guess that's maybe not for me to say who or whatever, you know, who will be making it. I guess I'm speaking of the unborn in a way, but it's important to talk about balance in justice for Black women when it comes to talking about the past and the present of Black history. For one, Audre Lorde is someone that I believe is definitely in the books of Black history. For me personally, she is someone that I look up to when discussing queer Black identities of women and the plight that is brought about because of that. And she reminds me that no matter what, I have a voice that I can use in order to bring strength to my mission for not only myself, but for all of the Black women before me and all of the Black women who are to come, who may or may not know my name, but can hopefully live in a way that is better than before their time. So that's why I bring up Audre Lorde, because she tells us to not be afraid to be open to talking about the struggle and to be open to talking about what it is that Black women want to have done when it comes to talking about justice and leaving a seat at the table for folks who don't identify as Black women, but for folks who don't identify as Black women to take their seat at the table, but to listen and to observe and to take notes. And I emphasize taking notes because not everybody is going to know exactly what to say or how to say what they feel like they need to say at the table. The table is a metaphor for the discussion of justice and the discussion of social justice for Black women. And I mean universally, like around the world, not just in the United States, because anti-Blackness and misogyny noir is real throughout the entire world. And if you did not know that, you know that now. And now that you know that, and if you didn't know it before, please go online and do research and find out more about what I'm speaking of. And then you'll know what I'm speaking of if you don't know. That was a teach-in, what I call, rather than a call out or a read, that would be a teach-in. So your seat is at the table. You're seated at the table. I just read you in or taught you in Welcome to the Table at Evergreen for Black History Month. So up next, I want to play music that is not only uplifting, but just a love letter to Black women and all Black women who need to be shown some love today. Okay, so this is Chaka Khan's Sweet Thing. I hope you enjoy it.
You are the one for me. Here is where you ought to be.
go crazy. Oh, that's my jam. Hello, welcome back. You are tuning in to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, and I'm your host, Rachel Hartley, for Evergreen, for Bread and Roses. Those are the same stars, and that is the same moon that look down upon your brothers and sisters, and which they see as they look up to them, though they are ever so far away from us and each other. Sojourner Truth. I love Sojourner Truth because she's someone that, you know, folks say to you know, look up to her and all that she does and everything. And I believe that I, as someone who really is inspired by her, she gives me inspiration to live the life that she spoke of, that she wanted for other Black women. And people will tell young Black women to look up to Sojourner Truth for her strength and her ability to endure. But I believe that that's not the only thing that is inspirational about her. It's the fact that she spoke about not having or not wanting to have Black women have to endure what she had to endure. So please stop telling Black women to look up to Sojourner Truth because of her strength and her ability to endure. Black women should not have to be subjected to enduring hardship. And because we have to anyway, that makes Black women outstanding. This is Outstanding by the one and only Gap Band. Turn it up. 90.7. Here we go.
So
sometimes I feel discriminated against, but it does not make me angry. It merely astonishes me. How can you deny themselves, or anyone deny themselves, the pleasure of my company? It's beyond me. Zora Neale Hurston. We spoke about Zora Neale Hurston earlier today in the community report during the news. And during the community report, we talked about how The Root is having a 28-day literary arts acknowledgement and honor for Black writers, authors, all of those things. And Zora Neale Hurston was their first person that they put up on The Root for the lineup for the 28 days. And I was really excited. And of course we would have Zora Neale Hurston as the first to be on the first day for The Root's literary arts acknowledgement for writers. What better way than to talk about Zora in pleasure of her company? Because who doesn't want to be in Zora's company, right? And I believe that Zora Neale Hurston is also somebody that encourages people to pay attention, to be pulled in a direction that they've never been pulled before, and to talk about what most people think is a hard conversation when it comes to Black women. I think that in honor of Bread and Roses, I want to acknowledge the fact that the voices of Black women cannot be silenced as long as there's angry ladies on the radio. And I call myself an angry lady because I'm upset by everything that has been going on currently in our climate of the world, per se. But I think that if I myself am having an attitude in a way that I believe that people should have the pleasure of being in my company, that is revolutionary, because being in the company of a Black woman is absolutely phenomenal. And I just want to say, I wish that I could be in the company of Zora Neale Hurston when it came to her ability to speak so eloquently about the plight. But thankfully, we still have her writings, and we can learn from the things that she speaks of from her wonderful mind. And I really am honored by that, for sure. I want to go ahead and get started with speaking about Black history in the present, because I've been talking about folks who have made Black history in the past, but there is Black history being made currently. And when people think of history, they think of, well, after somebody dies, or 10, 30 years ago. You know, that was a big jump of numbers. But Black history is being made today, and I really want to talk about someone that is an inspiration to me. And even though she is considered mainstream, she's very radical, and she makes people angry just by purely being herself. And I think that that's notable as well. And so her name is Janelle Monáe, and if you know me, you know that I love her music, and I think that she's phenomenal. And she is a Black queer woman. If you don't know who she is, totally Google her and look up her music. Her album, her latest album titled Dirty Computer, which is in honor of Prince and his work with and even advocating for Black women, is so honorable. And it's awesome for her to circulate her music around that. And I think that she, just being herself, brings up the conversation not only for white people to talk about misogyny noir, which is specifically hate against Black women, but it also challenges Black people to talk about queer identity and trans identity and all of the identities that are under the LGBTQIA a community. Because it's a call out to the community. What I'm saying is that if we are going to be for Black women, we need to have the ability to talk about LGBTQIA topics and discuss them at the table of conversation of social justice. So Black people who do not identify in LGBTQIA, I'm creating a seat for you at the table. So join in and take notes. Up next, we are going to play one of my favorite songs by Janelle Monáe. And it's a classic to me because it's just such a cute song. And I think that it adds light to the conversation of Black women and why we deserve to be sung about, spoken about, things like that. And Electric Lady is a song by Janelle Monáe, and people like it for its upbeat, fun vibe, but she's really talking about women in a way that is positive, and especially Black women, and we usually don't get that in mainstream music. So this is the Electric Lady herself, Janelle Monáe featuring Solange Knowles.
Just die and get love.
That was the Electric Lady herself, the one and only Janelle Monae. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. And I'm your host, Rachel Hartley, for this evening's Evergreen with Bread and Roses. Happy Black History Month once again. I'm so excited to talk to you all. And thank you so much for the latest caller. That was very, very nice and insightful. And thank you for continuing the conversation that we need to have in order to uplift and to fight for justice for Black women. And I think that it's only right to talk about this for Bread and Roses. And I think that what else I really love about Bread and Roses when it comes to talking about women is that it's like an open dialogue, or at least that's what the setup is for. It's open dialogue about the issues that women are facing, and it's only right to be talking about Black women for the first day of Black History Month. So thank you all for tuning in, and I hope that you enjoy the rest of this show. As we were discussing earlier today, I'm going to give some more names of people who I believe are currently making Black history. We recently just played Janelle Monae, and I believe that she's making Black history with her recent Grammy nomination for her amazing album, Dirty Computer. I also believe that someone else who is making Black history is someone named Lena Waithe. And not a lot of people know who she is, but she is a writer, a producer, an actress, and I'm waiting to hear the next mixtape that she has to make. I'm just saying, she's not just a triple threat, but she is absolutely talented. And I think that a lot of her talent is overlooked because she is queer as well. And she presents herself in a way that she has even said makes people uncomfortable, but as she has also said, she really doesn't care because this is who she is. And she centers herself around her art, centers her art around her life. And I think that the way that she presents herself only speaks truth to power about who she is with her craft. And if you I've never seen any of her work, I think that it just go to Netflix and type her name in and you'll find things. And I think that if you go online to Google, whatever, you'll find out who she is. And she is not only talented, but she is currently in the works of making programs for Black students who are seeking to be in the entertainment business. People have criticized her for doing this, which is interesting because a generalization that I'll make of the counter argument general outcome of the counter argument was that folks were saying that she is limiting other people who aren't Black, who aren't women identifying, and she's like holding people back in a way from getting people into the industry. And her response in a general sense, because I don't have the exact quote with me, but her response in general sense was that she is doing this to bridge the gap of accessibility. And accessibility meaning that from my perspective as someone who is on radio and works in radio and works in a creative world and has seen other Black people discredited or not acknowledged for their work in the creative worlds of at least America, that it's very difficult for Black people and especially for younger Black women to get involved in the creative worlds because of systematic inaccessibility to those worlds, right? And so when people talk about getting into the world of creativity, they're like, well, you well know someone who knows someone and then boop, that's it. But that is reality for a lot of people who do not identify as Black, right? Or who identify as white. Like it's an easier or less of a hard time to get into those industries because the system in a way is like a ladder effect, and it sets people up in a way that is gives them the ability to have access to the things and the wants and needs that they desire when it comes to getting into the creative world rather than folks who identify as Black. And if you don't believe me, then I think that you are in a place of privilege where you have the ability to not believe what I'm saying right now. So if you don't believe me, I think that as your seat at the table, it's time for you to get a beverage and to go and Google and to find out exactly what I'm speaking of, because I don't want this table to be set up in a way that not all the facts are being brought to the table. So if you're tuning in and you're like, whoa, wait a minute, that's incorrect. Black people do have access into the creative world in the same way that white people do. It's time for you to get a beverage. Get a glass of water. It's gonna be okay. But that is something that you should look up. I'm not gonna say whether that's wrong or not. I think that it's something that you should look up and you can come back to the table when you feel ready to. Moving on. The next quote that I want to read is from Sojourner Truth once again. She states, I have plowed and planted and gathered into barns, and no man could head me. And ain't I a woman? I giggle because the entirety of that speech is awesome. If you haven't read it, go read it. And it's a call out once again, you know, or a call in, a teach in, right? Like, aren't I a person? Aren't I who I say that I am? It's beautiful. And she's also bringing people to the table in order to talk about what she believes is injustice, which is men having the say-so and men who have the privilege to have the say-so over her life and how she does what she needs to do as she lived her days, right? And so I think that calling men in and calling them out is very important. And I think that it's a challenge for especially white men to be called in and to be called out by Black women. It is a challenge for white men to be called in and to be called out by Black women. And so, on that note, I would like to go ahead and talk a little more about folks who are currently making Black history and who inspire me and who I hope inspire other young Black women who would want to someday make Black history of their own. And so I, next up, I'm going to play someone who is making history and also inspired me to talk about the seat at the table. And her name is Solange Knowles, and she does an amazing job with calling out and calling in this entire album, A Seat at the Table. And it's challenging to people. It challenges ways of thought. It challenges ways of listening to music. And it challenges people to not do or to not say things that are offensive to Black people. And some people have called her album annoying because each song is a continuous call out, right? Or even keeping people or telling people to go get beverages, like, hey, it's time for you to go get some water. We don't want to talk to you right now. So this next song is called Don't Touch My Hair by Solange Knowles. Enjoy.
When it's the feelings I wear, don't touch my soul. When it's the rhythm I know, don't touch my crown. They see the vision I've bound. Don't touch what's there. When it's the feelings I wear, they don't understand what it means to me. But we chose to go where we meant to go. They don't understand what it means to me. But we chose to go.
This here is my shit, roll the ride, I gave it time.
That was Don't Touch My Hair by the one and only Solange Knowles, who is currently making Black history. Shout out to her. I really love this song because as someone who has had their hair touched by strangers, even in public spaces, coffee shops, Powell's bookstore, it's very exhausting. And it makes you feel like a zoo animal. And it doesn't make you feel like a person. It's a violation of space. And I think that song is so important. And it's a great cap off to the end of this program to say, thank you for being here, but I really, 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 really would appreciate it if you did not touch my hair. And so I thank Solange for that, and thank you for making Black history, and thank you for winning that Grammy for your album. You really deserved that. So that's it for our program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for having a seat at the table. Thank you for taking a break if you needed to, and thank you for coming back if you were able to and if you felt the need to. We will be talking about Black women's uplifting and call to justice for the next Bread and Roses. And thank you all for tuning in. And hopefully you tune in next week, where we will be discussing and having dialogue around the Portland chapter of the Black Panthers. This is KBOO 90.7, and I'm your host, Rachel Hartley, for Evergreen. This is Chaka Khan's I'm Every Woman. And up next is The Struggle with Alyssa Pariah.